What did Haitians think of their assassinated president? President Jovenel Moïse was killed last week after a divisive tenure. On this program in recent days, we've heard a journalist who said the president was dismantling democracy. We have also heard the Haitian ambassador who defended the president's record. NPR's Jason Beaubien has been listening to the people Moïse governed. Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
What are you hearing there in Port-au-Prince?
You know, it is interesting. Moïse was an incredibly polarizing figure. Yesterday, supporters of Moïse set up a shrine to him outside the presidential palace, and this was one of the first memorials that's been erected since he was killed more than a week ago. Hmm. And this was a crowd that said that Moïse had been a reformer, that he was trying to change Haiti for the better. One man I talked to, Emmanuel Prince, said Moïse was assassinated because he stood up to the corrupt Haitian elite. And Prince says Moïse was not killed by the Colombian mercenaries, as police have claimed.
The Colombian was here, but that's a Haitian killed them. The system killed them. Because you're working for the nation, for the poor people. That's what was happening.
You know, but there are other people who strongly disagree with that narrative about Moïse. They say that he was a dictator who was ruling by decree, that he was unlawfully clinging to power. You know, he did let parliament fall apart. He hadn't held new elections. And the biggest complaint I was hearing is that he let criminal gangs just run rampant and take over entire neighborhoods, kill, kidnap, extort with impunity. Just up the street from this memorial, this vigil to Moïse, 40-year-old Civil Diosol says the dead president worked against the poor in Haiti and gave to the rich.
People.
He says Haiti got far, far worse under Moïse's time in office. And one of his friends said he was actually happy to hear that Moïse had been assassinated. He said, if I could invent a hell for Jovenel, I would have done it. He said, I ask God to forgive me, but I take pleasure in the death of Jovenel Moïse.
Wow. Well, given those divided views, what do Haitians do now?
You know, so various groups are trying to come together and figure out exactly the answer to that. One group is called the Commission for a Haitian Solution to the Crisis, and it's trying to take a very broad approach to reforming the country. It's using this moment to spur that reform. Monique Kleska is a former UN official. She's on the commission. I talked to her yesterday, and she said that this moment is incredibly important for Haiti.
We need something different. It's time to move Haiti into the 21st century. Let's make out of this tragic, dramatic situation an opportunity.
She says that President Moïse left Haiti in shambles with a government that's barely functioning, not functioning at all in some parts of the country. And she says the only solution is for Haitians to come together. She calls this infighting that's been happening between the political elite shameful. But she thinks that maybe this brutal killing of Moïse inside his own home is so shocking that it may push Haitians together.
Not only inside his own home, but one of his own top security officials has now been arrested.
That's right. Dimitri Erard was arrested, taken into custody. Prosecutors are confirming that. He's not the only one who's been questioned about why it is that Moïse could have been killed inside his own home and none of his bodyguards even injured.
NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Port-au-Prince. Jason, thanks.
You're welcome.